السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدنا علما، اللهم فكهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما، آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear sisters, I hope you all are doing very well this week, inshallah. I pray that may Allah bless us with the afia of this world and akhirah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, today we are going to see the ayah of Surah Al-A'raf from 38 till 40, bismillah ta'ala. So inshallah, let's start the recitation of these ayahs first. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال ادخلوا في أمم قد خلت من قبلكم من الجن والإنس. قد خلت من قبلكم من الجن والإنس في النار. كلما دخلت أمة لعنت أختها حتى إذا اداركوا فيها جميعا قالت أخراهم لأولاهم ربنا هؤلاء أضلونا فآتهم عذابا ضعفا من النار. قال لكل ضعف ولكن لا تعلمون. وقالت أولاهم لأخراهم فما كان لكم علينا من فضل فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكسبون. إن الذين كذبوا بآياتنا واستكبروا عنها لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط وكذلك نجزي المجرمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال ادخلوا. قاف is a heavy letter followed by alif mad, so that means we will extend the qa for two counts but with heaviness, so alif will also be heavy, qa, like that. Lad, lam is joined with the letter of qalqala dal, so there will be qalqala on dal. Lad, make sure there should be an echoing sound. Khulu, kha is from the upper part of the throat, and make sure there is a difference between qaf and kha. Qulu, lam is two haraka long. Fi, this fi is 4 to 5 haraka long as it is followed by hamza, so this is madde wajib munfasil. 4 to 5 halaka long. Fafi umamin qad. The meme has tanween and followed by the letter qa, which is a ikhfa letter. So we will do ikhfa, which is hiding the noon sound and joining with qa. Qaf. Umamin qad. Again, qad. Qaf will be recited heavy with dal as khalqla. Then it should become qad. Khalat. Now kha is a heavy letter. Let. The lam is joining with the letter ta. And whenever the ta has a sukun on it, we will do hams here. Hams, what do you do? First, we will cut the sound of ta. Let. And then we continue the breath. Let. Like that. Min qabalikum. Here, noon sakin followed by qa. Qaf. So, we do ikhfa. Qaf joined with ba, which is a khalkhala letter. So, there will be khalkhala on ba. Likum. Likum. Again, the kaf will join with meem mushaddad. And we will do most complete ghunna. Minal. Noon joined with lam. And lam has tawassud. So, continuation of sound a bit in moderation. Jinni. Now, noon also has mushaddad. So, this ayah is a perfect example of meem mushaddad and noon mushaddad. Jinni, most complete ghunna, will continue it two haraka long, more than two haraka long at least. So, what do we say here? Qad khalat min qablikum min al jinni wal ins. Noon sakin is followed by seen. So, here we will do ikhfa. And insi, seen. There should be whistling sound. Finnar. Again, fa joined with noon. Noon has tajdeed. So, most complete ghunna. Nar is the raw will become heavier as we are stopping on it. So, raw has a sukoon. Becomes a sukoon. And it is preceded with alif. Anar can be. Whenever you're stopping, you can extend it to 2 to 4 to 6 alif long. But stay persistent in all of the stopping. Kullama. Kaf will join with lam and then meme has will be extended two haraka long because of alif mad. The khalat kha will be heavy. Let will do hams here of on ta. Ummatul la'anat. Make sure you do meme mushaddad, most complete ghunna for two haraka long. Tul ta has a tanween followed by the letter of yarmalun. So, but yarmalun, this is idgham without ghunna. So only the ta will be joined with lam, but it will be recited without ghunna. There will be no ghunna. Ummatul la'anat. Ayn, make sure the ayn is recited from the middle of the throat to make it prominent. Nat, again, ta has a sukoon. So we will do first shadda, cutting the sound of ta, then continuation of the breath. So la'anat. Ukhtaha. Kha, we will join alif hamza with kha and kha will be heavy. Taha, two haraka long on ha. Hatta, ha, this is middle of the throat ha and it will be joined with ta. Ta will be extended 4 to 5 haraka long. Izad da roku. Izad, we will join with dal with the da. Da will be have fatha and then it is followed by alif, so this da will be extended 2 haraka long, so it will be izad da ra. Ra will be heavy as it has fatha. Ku will be waumat 2 haraka long. Fiha, both fi and ha will be 2 haraka long, but this ha is from the bottom of the throat. Jami'an qalat. So how are we going to say ja? Me, two haraka long. Aung, ayn, has a tanween followed by the letter of ikhfa. So, qa. So, we will say, aung, qalat. Okay. Qa, two haraka long. Let, again, cutting the sound, extending the breath. Let. Ukhrahum. Ukh, alif, joined with the kha. And kha has a quality called rakhawa, where you will continue the sound a bit more than tawassut. Ukhrahum. Ra will be extended 2 haraka long. Hum. Li'ulahum. Again, u will be a haraka 2 haraka long. Lam will be 2 haraka long. Rabbana. Ra will be heavy joined with ba. Ba, then there will be nabr on ba to show the presence of ba has a tashdeed. Rabbana to haraka long on noon. Ha ulai. Ha and lam will be 4 to 5 haraka long because of madde wajib muttasil. But make sure to pronounce the hamzas clearly. Ha ulai. Okay. Al-dallu, dod will be heavy, joins with the letter lam. Lu, lam will be extended 2 haraka long. Noon will be 2 haraka long. Fa'a, 2 haraka long. Hamza will be 2 haraka long. Fa will not be extended. Fa'atihim. Azaban. Aza, ayn is from the middle of the throat. For ba, has a tanween followed by the ikhfa letter dod, so we will hide the noon sound. Again, perfect example of meem mushaddad, noon mushaddad. Make sure to do ghunna, most complete ghunna on meem and noon. Anar, join it with the raw. Noon joins with the raw and extended for 4 to 5 alif long before stopping. Qala, again heavy, likullin. Now again, ikhfa'i haqiqi, du'afun. Make sure ayn has a tawassut when you're pronouncing and it's from the middle of the throat. Dod will be heavy, du'afun. Fa, again, here we will do idgham with ghunna as the tanween is followed by the letter waw. Fun, wala killa. Wala, 2 haraka long, killa, again, noon sakin followed by the letter lam, yarmalun, so no ghunna, so kaf will be joined with lam instead. Wala, killa, ta'alamun, ta', again, there is tawassud on ayn, lamun. Then the next ayah, waqalat, wa is a letter that stays heavy throughout. So, waqalat, wa. قالت two haraka long قالت will do hams أولاهم أو is followed by واو so أو two haraka long لا two haraka long هم normal لأخ will be heavy را will be two haraka long فما ما two haraka long كان two haraka long the calf of the كان لكم clear علينا لي is a lean letter so 1 to 1.5 haraka long علينا make sure علينا the عين should be from the middle of the throat علينا نا is 2 haraka long من فضل من is no it's إخفاء حقيقي من دو إخفاء hiding of the noon فضل is a ضاد you have to make it heavier فضلين again the لين is a إخفاء فذوقو two haraka long فذو and قو if you're stopping فذوقو will be 2 haraka long but if you're not stopping فذوقو you will join the قاف with the لام just drop all the leaves and just continue with قاف with the لام عذاب عين middle of the throat ذا 2 haraka long با Bima, again 2 haraka long for meem. Kuntum, ikhfa'i haqiqi, hiding the noon sound here. For two counts, you'll do ghunna. Taksibun, kaf is a letter similar to ta, where you cut the sound but you will continue the breath. Taksibun, 4 haraka long. And then the last ayah, inna alladhina, noon sakin has a. Tajdeed, so most complete ghunna, so make sure take time to say in, then the noon of noon will be joined with lam. Inna alladhina ya madaya on dhal, then kadhabu, make sure you join kaf with dha and a little emphasis on that to show the presence of tajdeed. Bu, 2 haraka long, bi ayatina, aya, 2 haraka long, na will also be 2 haraka long because of alif mads. واستكبروا وس seen has a safir whistling sound so make sure you do it do not raise the back of the tongue otherwise it will become sod واستكبروا را is a heavy letter and 2 haraka long it will be extended
because of the presence of Waumad. Anha, here Noon is followed by a throat letter, so we'll do Izhare Halqi. La, to Haraka long. Tufattahu, make sure that you pronounce the Ha with the middle of the throat. Join Fa with the Ta. Tufattahu. Lahum Abwaabu Samaa. Ab will ba will have a khalkhala. Wa, two haraka long. Bussama. You join ba with a seen and then seen with a fatha. Ma will be 4 to 5 counts because of maddi wajib muttasil. Wala, two haraka long. Yadkhulun al jannata. Here noon sha sakin will have most complete gunna. Yad dal will have khul. Wala yad dal will have qalqala. Khulu kha will be heavy. Lu to haraka long. Khulu nal, you will join noon with the lam. Jannata hatta to haraka long. Yali jal jamalu, quickly say jamalu, don't say jamalu or something like that. Don't change the haraka. Fi to haraka long. Sammi, take your time to say sammi. Usually we miss this point of putting the gunna. Say sammil. Join the mim with the lam after doing the gunna. Khiyato. Make sure the to has a qalqala here. Don't say khiyat. No. Khiyato. Make qalqala here. Wakadhalika, to harak along on dhal. Najzi, jim will have qalqala. Naj. Naj. Zil, zai will be joined with the lam. Zil. Mujrimin, again jim will have qalqala. How? From the middle of the throat, middle of the tongue, rising and touching the palate. Mujrimin, again 4 to 5 alif, 2, 4 or 6 alif long when you are saying meen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.